Met Michiel. Special. Vols in 5 essentiële tracks. 3FM. Vols brengt in 2015 What Went Down uit met de daarop de 3FM mega-hit Mountain at My Gate. Met het verschijnen van dat album is het duidelijk, we kunnen niet meer om deze band heen. Maar What Went Down voor het vijftal op dit punt belanden. In deze podcast hoor je het verhaal van de band aan de hand van 5 essentiële tracks. De band Vols ontstaat in 2006 in de Engelse stad Oxford uit de resten van een aantal andere bandjes.
We met in Oxford, waar most of us grew up. I went to university there. And so it came together from the remnants of a few other bands. There was a band that Yanis, the singer and the drummer, were in when they were quite young. They were like a really serious math rock band. They took everything really seriously. They had like proper punk ethics, and they basically wanted to do something else and actually have some fans. So they decided to write pop music.
Ze starten Vols als tegenreactie op de ingewikkelde muziekscene in Oxford. Ze willen geen moeilijke underground muziek meer maken, maar goede popliedjes.
The whole idea behind Vols was to make something that was more accessible and more. We wanted to do something that attempted kind of universal communication. So I think it's one of the things that makes being this band challenging and kind of rewarding. I think when it pays off is trying to balance innovation with, in some small way, with making something that is a song. The thing that was fresh and exciting was to try and write songs that were songs and that tried to communicate something through a sort of a form, through a more conventional formula. And I don't think there's anything dirty about that or lazy. I think it takes just as much work to try and make.
Ze willen dus binnen de grenzen van een conventioneel liedje iets nieuws en innovatief maken. Op het eerste album, Antidotes, dat in 2008 uitkomt, doen ze dat door poprock te mixen met muziekstijlen waar ze in de begintijd veel naar luisterden, dance en techno. Met Balloons, de eerste single, zijn ze zelfs bijna bang dat ze te ver zijn gegaan met het schrijven van een popliedje. En ze twijfelen even of het misschien een te mainstream geluid heeft. Maar het werkt. Het brengt ze succes in Engeland en ook de eerste voorzichtige stappen naar succes in Nederland. Tweede album, Total Life Forever, uit 2010, blijven ze experimenteren. Maar ze zijn wel klaar met de dance punk vibe van album nummer 1.
We've learned to do different things. I think we got a little bit bored with the kind of dance punk thing that the last album sort of grew out of. So we decided to do different things. We wrote songs in different ways.
Een groot verschil in aanpak op het tweede album is de rol die de zang heeft en de ruimte die het in de rest van de muziek krijgt. Dat was in het begin heel anders. Yanis wist toen niet zeker of hij de rol van frontman wel op zich wilde nemen.
In the beginning of the band I was kind of reluctant. I didn't really want to sing. I just wanted to play guitar. So that's something that I've grown into over time.
Op het tweede album is dat al aan het veranderen.
The way that the vocals were done in the first record wasn't very intentional. There wasn't like an intentionality behind it. They were we were basically like an instrumental band. All of the focus was on the instruments, and yes, we would play parties, yeah, and we didn't have microphones at the beginning, so I would just like scream bits of vocals over that eventually became the vocals for the album. Whereas with this album, with these songs, when we set up and we started writing, it was like I had time to work on the vocals and we would be quiet, and I wouldn't be like trying to compete against the drums or anything, for example. So songs like Sahara, it was just a chord sequence that allowed me to just sing like the way I wanted to. It's not like I felt like I needed to change, it's more like this is more natural really than the way that I sang before.
Derde album, Holy Fire, uit 2013, werkt Vols samen met producers Flood en Alan Mulders, die als duo hebben gewerkt met bijvoorbeeld Nine Inch Nails en Smashing Pumpkins.
And we just heard that they were interested in doing it together as a co-production, and they've only done that a few times, and one of those times is Downward Spiral, and another one of those records is Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, and they're two of our favorite records sort of growing up, so it just felt like it was right.
De bandleden krijgen, mede door de twee grootheden waar ze mee werken, meer zelfvertrouwen in hun eigen werk. En waar frontman Jennis op het tweede album al meer tijd en aandacht besteedt aan de zang, gaat hij met het derde album meer met de teksten aan de slag.
It's got some of the lyrics that I feel probably most proud of on this record. I think lyrics like on the song Moon, like simp, they're simple, but they convey a lot. This is probably the most sincere record in a way. There's not a lot of like crutches or props in the lyrics. They're quite simple. I like records where I'm feeling the song is giving me solace or counsel or is like cradling me in some way. And I kind of wanted to write lyrics from that perspective for the outside world to offer.
Jens daagt zichzelf zoveel mogelijk uit om heel eerlijk te zijn in de teksten op dit album. De track waarbij hij het verste gaat is Bad Habits, iets waar hij geen gebrek aan heeft.
If you read the lyrics, it's just very honest. It's just like it's open. There's nothing to hide behind in the song. There's no masks in the song. That was the instance when I was trying to push myself more and more, because I could have put more cryptic lines in there to have hidden or like obscured the guilt in it.
Live shows van Vols zitten altijd al vol energie. Dat is al zo in de begintijd bij de huisfeesten in Oxford, waar ze regelmatig losgaan.
It's certainly in the guitarist and the drummer's nature to play really loudly and always a little bit too fast. And it's something that we're kind of sticking with just because it works.
Maar met het materiaal van het vierde album dat in 2015 verschijnt, gaat het echt helemaal los. Titeltrack What Went Down is absoluut een nieuw hoogtepunt in de live shows van Falls.
There's something about that song. I think the fact that it hangs on one note for ages kind of sends everyone mental. And it's got a real energy to it. It feels totally primal and you just find yourself doing things that you shouldn't really be doing.
Well, the shows were already nuts before that song and before the new material, and now they've just gone to like another level where personally I feel like I'm in a kind of like, I feel fucking mental on stage these days with the new material mixed
in. Pretty charged.
Yeah, really charged.
Album gaan ze, net als bij alle voorgaande platen, terug naar Oxford.
And then we went back to Oxford, back to the same studio that we've always written in, which is tiny. And first off, we like wanted to finish some of the material that we'd been writing on the road. And then once we'd done that, we'd been bitten by the bug, so we just felt good and we felt excited and creatively ambitious and hungry. So we just wanted to get on with it and we wrote it quick for our standards.
Jennis groeit nog meer in zijn rol als zanger. De zang krijgt een nog grotere rol dan op de eerdere albums.
I think that I feel more confident in my as a singer, and I think that's something I guess that people will hear on the record is that a lot of the songs are more vocally led than they have been before.
Dat hoor je onder andere op Mountain at My Gate. De band vertelt aan de collega's van 3 voor 12 hoe die track is ontstaan.
Well, I think that was one of Jannis's loops. He had like this kind of like quite distorted drum loop that he put the vocal over, I think, and it had, was it your guitar part or his guitar part?
His guitar part.
His guitar part. So it was one of those things where it's like, right, I've got this and I've got a vocal for it, which is quite often how most Falls songs start. It'll either be Jannis and Jimmy with a kind of like with a loop of something, and then the band all plays to it and we kind of add or subtract.